It's pretty loud. Thanks, everybody. Welcome to the Conference Committee on the Operating and Mental Health Appropriations Budget. With us today are Senator Wilkins, Senator Green, Senator Hoffman, Representative Meyer, Representative Jewell, myself, Representative Chenault. At this time, I'd like to make a motion, and I make the motion and move that Senator Wilkins serve as a providing chair of the 07 Budget Conference Committee. No objections? It'd be so moved. I will pass the gavel to...
Thank you, Representative Chenault. I move that Representative Chenault serve as vice chair of the FY07 Budget Conference Committee and ask unanimous consent. Is there objection? Seeing none, Representative Chenault is vice chair of the conference committee. The rules and guidelines under which we will work are as follows. Both the House and Senate budget process allowed for public testimony. That portion of the process is now concluded. The conference committee will not be accepting public testimony. Unless invited by the chair, only members of the conference committee may take part in discussion or sit at the table. I'll be asking the Director of Ledge Finance to join us as needed. The conference committee will operate under Uniform Rule 42, which I have a copy for those that would like to review. Uniform Rule 42. Adopting any motion or taking any action requires a majority vote from each body. A copy of Uniform 42 and related opinions are in each member's packet. The chair would accept a motion to adopt all appropriations and allocations that are identical in House and Senate versions of the bills. These appropriations and allocation are listed in Category 1 items in the April 25th document in your packets.
Mr. Chairman, I would move to adopt all appropriations and allocations in the FY07 operating budget and mental health budget that are identical in the House and Senate versions of the bill.
Is there objection? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. Chair would entertain a motion to request limited powers for budget allocations for which differences exist. The list of these differences between House and Senate versions of the bills are attached to a letter requesting limited powers. The attachment include 1, Category 2 items, differences in intent language, Category 3 items, these are differences of substantial differences, and 4, differences in mental health capital projects. These lists are attachments to a letter dated April 26, 2006, addressed to the Senate President and the Speaker of the House. Representative Chenault.
Mr. Chairman, I would make a motion that we adopt the letter requesting limited powers of free conference for the items on the lists attached to the letter before us.
Okay, and thank you, Representative Chenault. Is there objection? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. And I'll have a letter for each of you to sign before we leave. Under limited powers, the conference committee can adopt any amount between zero and the higher of the House or Senate version of each item subject to conference. Legislative Finance has been directed to prepare the motion sheets, which we will be using at the table. These sheets itemize the differences between the two versions of the bills that will be subject to the subject of our committee discussions. The sheets are available on the Ledge Finance Division website. When possible, I'll give affected departments and OMB 24-hour notice of meetings. We will meet tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Stay flexible. The next meeting, we will take up the departments of governor, legislature, revenue, education, and environmental conservation. It'll be my plan next week to meet every day, at least try to schedule every day in the afternoon. And we may miss a day, but we'll pick it up the next day. So if we could just all of us think about 4:30, 5 o'clock meetings for next week, that would probably help all of us. Any other business to come before the committee before we adjourn? Seeing none, thank you, everyone. Please stay and sign the letter. We're adjourned.